Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and that dude, that guy, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP himself, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, broski?
Hey, man. What's going on, Van?
How you doing, brother? Oh, man, I'm doing good, brother.
Listen.
How about you?
Listen, man. It's the good day in the hood. It's a good day to be me. I'm just saying. It's just a good day. It's such a good day.
You, brother.
And to make matters even better, I'm on the Get Down. I get to sit, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand. I get to spend Thursday nights hanging out with that dude. With that dude, Van Meadows. I'm just like, oh my God, oh my God. Like that song saying, when the East is in the house, oh my God, danger. I'm thinking it was Van. So y'all in for a treat because I get to hang with Van. Mm-hmm. Woo! Listen.
Y'all hear this?
It's a great Friday Eve. I'm just saying. How are you doing, bro? There's a question.
I'm doing pretty good, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
As long as you are good, I'm even better.
That sounds like a winner, man. That sounds like a winner.
And I get to hang out with Ben. It's a good thing.
I get to hang out with you. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let the wise one fool you. You know, hanging out with him is where it's at. I'm just saying.
You that dude. In my next life, can I be you just for the weekend?
Oh, man, you don't.
You can have the beard back. You can have the hazel eyes back. Can I be you? You can have the bald head back because I like my ways. But can I be you for just one weekend? You're going to be tired. But can I just be you for one weekend?
You don't want these problems,
man. I mean, you're going to be extremely tired. But can I play? Be you for the weekend?
Sure. Have at it, bro. That's what you want, man.
Listen. Woo! You just don't know. Who said 2023 is not going to be dope? I get to be Van Metal. I ain't going to tell you when, but I'm going to sneak up on you in a town near you, and someone's going to be, excuse me, are you poetic? And I'm going to be like, no, I'm just, yes, I am. Well, yes, I am. It is good to meet you. I don't know how you recognize me. They're going to be, oh, my God, you're so cute. Forget what that John Robinson saying. Light skin doesn't have its privileges. I'm like, you damn right, baby. You damn right it does. Come here, and let me show you what J-Rob wouldn't show you.
Did y'all hear this? Yeah, look, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm going to get back your body, and you're going to be like, you so wrong. I'm like, what's wrong? You're like, I'm tired. And I wasn't even there. Like, I ain't do nothing. I'm just saying. He's talking junk.
But ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Oh, yeah. I got mine. That was an absolute must, you know. Y'all don't understand what these Raw Links do to you. You have got to get some of these healing property bracelets. You got to. Oh, my goodness. And I mean goodness gracious. If I sound like I'm talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not high. I'm just in a good mood because I get to hang out with my brother Vane. So, yes. Yes. It's been a heck of a week. I get to hang out with Vane. I get to hang out with all of you listeners. You'll get to hear me and Vane cut up. And you're going to hear some extremely dope poetry. Listen, actually, I feel we're the lucky ones because the listeners get to tune in and hear what we do and enjoy themselves to the fullest because so right. many beautifully talented people tune in. Like, I was talking to a young man yesterday who's a recording artist, a very successful recording artist, and I said, you know, you never know who you are going to touch with your music. And me and Van Meadows with our poetry.
True.
Everybody's going through something, good, bad, and indifferent. But sometimes you'll walk by something and say, you know what, let me check this out. And let's say they stop by to Get Down, and they hearing me and Van. For a couple of hours, they're going to forget about what's bothering them and be like, these two idiots are cutting up. I got to tune in.
That part.
And enjoy themselves. And for 2 hours, they get to say, they acting a fool again. J-Rob picking on Van again. Van picking on J-Rob again. I'm enjoying myself. And they're going to forget about what's bothering them. And they'll be like, you know what? I'll deal with that tomorrow. Tonight, it's the Get Down. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in early.
Absolutely.
So before I get mushy and remind my brother how much I love him, you want to tell him what tonight is, Van?
Oh man. Hey man, it'd be my pleasure.
Come on.
It'd be
stop
my pleasure.
Grinning. You know what it is. Stop cheesing like that. Just go ahead and let them know.
Fellas. Hey man, what's your best poetic pickup line? Ladies. Ladies. How about you ask him out poetically? Man.
That part.
Ooh.
Come on. Now, Van, let me ask you a question. You ever have a woman ask you out?
Yes,
I mean, I know
I
you got light-skinned privileges, but have you had a lady ask you out?
I have, indeed. I have.
How did that make you feel when she got up enough nerve to say, I need to ask that guy out? And that guy was you.
Hey, it made me feel honored and privileged that someone would even want to take the time. You know, because usually in today's world, you know, men are the ones that have to do all the asking. But something sexy about the woman that knows what she wants and ain't afraid to
that
go after.
That part, yes. There's something very sexy about a woman that's going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, let me correct that. There's something real sexy about a woman asking me out and asking out my
there
brother
you go, bro.
Van Meadows. There's something sexy
there
about
go.
A woman asking out my brother out and definitely ask me out. Because I'm going to play stupid and be like, oh my God. I'm going to clutch my pearls, man. Be like, oh my God. You want to ask me out? Oh my goodness. And if she's my type, I'm going to say, oh, my goodness, you damn Skippy, I'll go out with you.
Indeed.
But let me flip it again. What is the dopest line you ever said to a woman that you're still proud of that's like, yo, that was smooth as hell. I like that. I might have to write that down.
Well, you know, I generally don't use pickup lines. Or at least they don't sound like pickup lines to me. But to this day, one of the dopest, smoothest lines I've ever used was, "Hi, how are you doing today?" And I dropped the mic.
What? And that what?
Yeah.
See, this is why I gotta be light skinned. Just for one weekend, man. See, Brown skin cats gotta work at it. Cause you know, I gotta mix the soup up a little bit because I ain't attractive. So I gotta crack a joke or something.
Oh man, you better cut it out. We're not gonna fall for the banana tailpipe. We're not gonna fall for the banana tailpipe.
Man, check it out, bro. I was at a party once. Walked up to a sister, was like, you know, would you like to dance? And she was like, nah. So I walked away. You know, my ego jumped out of my body. It was like, excuse me. Do you know who you are? And I was like, yeah, I do. You need to get back in. He was like, oh, ask her out, bro. Ask her to dance or ask her out. And I was like, nah, she don't want to be bothered. Man, if you don't, I will. So I walked back over there. And I was like, I don't mean to bother you, but can I talk to you just for a second? She was like, didn't I just tell you no? I said, yeah, but you said no to the dance. She said, okay, let me be clear. I just don't want to dance. I'm bothered by you. All right?
Okay.
Yo, I looked down and I was like, my face is on the floor. If you don't mind, sweetheart, you're stepping on my cheekbones. So I picked my face up, put it back on, and walked away. And it's messed up because, you know, back in the day, you could be at a party and see the baddest girl on the spot. And when you walk up to all the fellas in the club looking at you to see if you strike out, that was me. That was me.
Oh, wow.
So.
Don't let them bully
you. I found that.
Oh, no.
I found that comedy works. You could walk up to a woman and be like, you know you're not cute, right? You? Like, you know you're not cute. But I don't like cute women, but I'm accustomed to going out with women that's not attractive, so what's up with you? And what's taking you so long to ask me out? Just that little snide comment. Nah, it's a smart-ass comment because an attractive woman's like, I know he's crazy. I'm like, well, you know, just want to see what's good with you. And if you can get a conversation, and I found if you can make a lady laugh, occasionally, you might get an opportunity to have a phone call and follow up with that comedy because women are so generous. Women are very generous, and they can see the good in you more than you can see it in yourself. Like I told you before, you, man, are created in the image of a god, and a goddess is en route. Me, I'm created in the image of chipmunks. So I'm just waiting for my chipmunks to come through, and we can sing and be Alvin and the chipmunks together.
Oh my God! Y'all had to excuse my brother tonight. I don't think he had his medicine, which is why he's acting the way that he's acting. But chipmunks, bro, come on, bro, come on, bro.
Okay, you remember that Pebbles and Bam Bam song, "Let the Sun Shine In"? That's how my next girl is gonna sound. We're gonna sing "Let the Sun Shine In." Matter of fact, I'm gonna put that in the event page. That's the J-Rod original. Pebbles and Bam Bam, "Let the Sun Shine In." The story of J-Rod's life. Here you go. Yo, I gotta put it in there. Oh my God.
Oh, you stupid. You're stupid. Bro.
Okay. I'm good now. I'm good now.
Now that we've gotten that out of our system. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. Welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, man. So you want to go first tonight, my brother?
Well, man, I got to because you kicked off the show first last week. You kicked off the year. So hopefully by the end of the year, your brother J-Rob can end the year with a piece when we start our show. You started the show on a good foot. Let me see if I could pick up where you left off, if you don't mind.
My brother. George, man, you go ahead and get on down.
My brother. Man, this piece is called Pickup Lines. Hey, baby. But dig this, I've been looking at you for such a long time from over there, and in my mind, I think that I found the perfect words to capture your attention, even if only for a second. What I mean is, the sun may not shine forever, but as long as it's here, let's go someplace so that you and I can shine together. Now, baby better know that never is never promised to you. That no pain and forevermore, just like years of pleasure, may be promised to you. And I don't know a lot. I grant it. I don't know a lot about you, but here's a question for you. What can I do to get to know you just so that you can have the time that I can show you every part of my intentions are more than just true? And no, I'm not a dream come true. I'm just being who I'm supposed to be for you. And more than just a few, I just want to get to know you and show you what a really nice relationship can do for you. So let me pick up the shattered pieces of your dreams and sweep them up in all those broken promises that you put your trust in that trash bag. And I ain't even talk about how I think you have pretty eyes and pretty hips. And I just need to know how pretty can you kiss with those sexy colored, pretty, soft, and sexy, silky silk groups. And before I leave, let me just say that all I want to do is shower you with hugs and kisses. Here I am in front of you asking you, what are your other two wishes? Because I'm already here. This is J. Rob, the Wise Son, and I am a deeper shade of soul.
Ooh-wee! Man!
Broski, you've been dipping in for real sappy sap sap bag. Because, bro, this right here is fire, man. This right here is some exquisite piece of poetry and writing, bro. My bro said, yo, let's check it out. He said, and before I leave, let me just say, all I want to do is shower you with hugs and kisses. So here I am in front of you asking you, what are your other two wishes? Bro, come on, man. Come on, man. Why they write
you
like
only
that,
get
bro?
Three wishes.
What
you only
like,
get
bro?
Three wishes. And I want to know what the other two are because I'm already standing in front of you.
I know that's right, bro.
Look,
phenomenal, man.
I'll be honest with you. I dipped into your bag of tricks a little while ago and found something was like, ooh.
I see.
Before, I was going to say, before I was going to say to a lady, you have got to be one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen in any room I have ever walked in. And I don't intend to come back in anybody's house except mine. So here's my number.
Okay, bro.
Come on, I'm trying to get a date. And the stuff still don't work, bro.
I'm
going to dip into your bag of tricks every so often and pull out something that works.
If your inbox ain't flooded after tonight,
hoo-wee. Y'all keep saying that.
Wait till the playback is.
Yo, the only person who hits me in my inbox looks just like me. She's a nice girl, but she got a beard, a goatee, and she wears glasses. Bruh, that's not an active woman. She's cool people, but she's not J-Rob material. She's cool as hell, but I don't look like an attractive woman, and she looks like me.
I hear you, bro.
Unless it's some sort of miracle that you know about that I haven't been made aware of, I just loved writing this piece, and I'm humbled that you enjoyed it. But don't get me to start, because ain't no way I'm going to start the show with that piece, and I don't get to hear you.
Oh man, I didn't write nothing elaborate. I just jot down a few words. I just got a few words.
Uh huh. Well, since you only got a few words, may I please ask a favor?
Sure, bro.
Please step to that microphone in front of all these beautiful people and get on down.
Be my pleasure. I could say some witty things to get your attention or say something I'd like to mention. Possibly regret my decision for uttering some words, hoping by some off chance to simply just be heard. Wondering if your day is going as amazing as you are. Thanking you for allowing me into your presence this far. And not dismissing me for disturbing your peace and allowing me to speak my peace. Forgive me if I seem a little nervous. I've definitely come with a purpose. To disclose if maybe you wouldn't mind indulging me in a night of nutrients and fine wine. Maybe we could partake in the knowledge of exactly how we've crossed paths to this point and step off the ledge. The ledge of fear so we can see where this goes. A simple yes would suffice, and then who knows? Whatever happens, happens. From the mind of Poetic.
So, check this out. I'm a little jealous right here. Because this brother said, wondering if your day is going as amazing as you are. Okay. Wondering if your day is going as amazing as you are and thanking you for allowing me into your presence this far and not missing me for disturbing your peace and allow me to speak my peace. Please forgive me if I seem a little nervous, but I've definitely come with a purpose. To disclose if maybe you wouldn't mind indulging me in the night of nutrients and fine wine. God damn. God damn. This is why I steal from you. This is why I steal from you. And yes, man, I finally admitted it. I came clean. I steal from you. This is why I steal from you, bro. All
come
right?
On, bro.
Come on.
Words.
I see people hit me in the chat, and they're like, yes, man. Yes.
I just
but
jotted
here's,
the
here's a three part. And this is how I know life your privileges exist. I get hit in the back channel. They're like, yes, man. That's what I'm talking about. But when I did my piece, they were like, nice. Yo, you can't make this up. But I love it. I love it. I love it. But the piece is dope. And this is why I copy you, man. I love you that much. Yo, this piece is just so dope. You know, and then, like, he knows more than just a few words, John Robinson. He knows more than a few words. This poetry piece is Exhibit A. But when I did my piece, they said, nice. Life, your privileges, ladies and gentlemen. It's me and my brother, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Van, you know I love you. Miss Fees, bro.
I love you too, bro.
I'm posting
appreciate
this piece
you.
In the event please, if you don't mind.
Nah, man, I have to go right ahead, bro. Go right ahead. But now,
absolutely.
Now,
this
my
is
brother.
Great.
This is great, man. But listen, we are not the only ones who wrote some stuff for tonight. What do you say we open these mics and let's get this party started?
Hey, bro, you already know the answer to that question for me is yes, please, and thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first up on the mic, we have our good brother C-34 Music, y'all. What's good with you, bro?
It's 2023. You didn't get me last week. You got me this week. Happy New Year to the both of you.
Oh, Happy New Year,
Happy
brother.
New Year, big bro.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. So what's going on?
Nothing, bro. We just having a good time, man.
It's a great night for poetry, and it's a good night to be sitting next to you in our home, the Get Down.
Thank
indeed.
You for having me. Yes, indeed. Yes.
My man. So Van, I started off the show with poetry. So if
okay.
you don't mind, could you start us off with C-Double?
You think he's so slick, but I'll tell you why later. I'll tell you why later. See you, Double 34 Music. Bro.
Yes, sir.
Bro. Tonight is the night of your best pickup lines, bro. So me and J-Rob won't get out the way. And we're going to let you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Okay. Because I really didn't have any pickup lines. I have this poem called I Really Don't Need No Lines in Getting You. Hello. Yeah, it's me you're looking for. I know I got you dancing on the ceiling from what I truly said. I got you on the wings of love because I'm from Rochester, and that's near Buffalo. And now I live in Nashville, and you think I'd have the tendency to say you're the only 10 I see. Let me arrest your development and say the hell with that. But I am still thirsty for your conversation. Now, don't think I'm chasing because you are rocking with the greatest. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air like Michael Jordan. Look at that scoreboard. I win. Remember that. It's important. My words come in an assortment and never in poor taste. I'll woo, woo, woo you as a nature boy strutting in a square ring. I really don't need no lines and I don't do cocaine. And you can say hello to my little friend. No, baby, not that. And you may be fine, but I'm not drinking your bath water. I'm getting dentures in my mouth, but you can get high off my gummies. I'm walking these lines like Johnny Cash and I'm the man in black. You got me crossing my eyes saying my, my, my like I'm Johnny Gill. I'm that guy who teased you tonight, so let's chill. Because what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping these lines to pour some sugar on your hills. I know that was corny, but I have a cornucopia. Now, is it all right if I come down there and sing to you? I hope you would say yes, because I'm flowing with poetry in your ears. The whispers asking, are you going my way? If so, keep on loving me. That's that piece.
What a masterpiece this is. Cause woo, the nature boy. Bruh. You had so much going on in this piece, man. And, man, I loved it, man. I love the placed song selections, you know. I love the wrestling reference. Some of them young people ain't going to get that. But, man, this was dynamite, man. And yeah, it was okay to be a little corny, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with being corny. It's all good. It's all good. Why, son?
Yo, he did the Eddie Murphy, Michael Jackson joint. Did you mind if I come down here and sing to you?
Right.
That's how I got it.
Black,
oh, man.
Black on black, it's important. Yes, sir. That's what I do.
Oh, man.
I enjoy
recording
it. But that, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was like, hold on. When he hit the Michael Jackson, I had to cover the microphone so y'all don't hear me laugh because I was like, I just heard his voice. You mind if I come down here and sing to you? And I've learned
classic,
to love the ambition.
Oh, man.
I just finished writing this, man.
I mean, I was just trying to figure out what lines can I use. And, I mean, of course, I had to throw in Johnny Gill, so sorry.
You did.
I'm not even mad at you.
At all.
That was so cool. I enjoyed that a whole lot.
Thank you very much, my brothers.
Tito, pass me a tissue.
And just think, I almost put in the Elvis part. Lemonade.
Oh, my God.
Lemonade. Sing a dialogue. Yeah, let him sing a dialogue.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Thank you, C-Double-34 Music, man. We appreciate you, bro. We're going to get you over to the dance floor, man. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
One love,
one
mic.
Love. One love and one mic to the both of you.
Indeed. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, bro. C-Double-34 Music, y'all. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, I'm just going to open the mic and let them introduce themselves. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic? Are you muted? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Mic.
Hello?
Hold on for a minute, Jake. Can you still hear me? Uh-oh. Look like Blog Talk talking
I can
crazy
hear you.
Stuff. You can hear me?
I got you right here.
Hello?
There we go. Okay.
There it is.
There we go. Can you tell everybody who you are, please?
I'm Mother of Dragons.
Hey! Oh, better yet, in my Johnny Gill voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, J-Rob.
Happy New Year. How you doing, girl?
Happy New Year. Happy New
Year.
Happy New Year to you and
Van
Meadows.
Happy New Year. Dragon is so good to
you. Yeah, Happy New Year, Van. So Mother.
There we go.
How you doing, Chocolate? You good?
I'm doing good.
It is so good to hear from you. How's your family, girl?
They doing good.
That's what's so. It is so good to hear your voice in 2023.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm overjoyed.
What you are hearing is not a test. This is a master, J-Rob, using his comedic skills at work. Sorry.
I'm being cordial, Van. She came to the house. I'm being cordial.
Yes, sir.
She walked in the living room.
Absolutely.
I'm being cordial.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
So, Mother, before you get into your piece of poetry, tonight, and Happy New Year, by the way. Tonight, we're asking the ladies to ask him out poetically. Have you ever asked a man out on a date?
I have.
What is
it called? It's called Shoot Your Shot. Yeah, I've done that.
All right. We'll have that conversation afterwards. So, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the Get Down. And if you don't mind, since you've already asked somebody out, baby, please shoot your shot, but get on that.
Well, this is just something quick. I'm not really like, I don't know. I'm not mushy. I just want to be me. So, if you allow me to be me, then I'm going to be me. So every season dictates my feelings for you. You're Professor X of my abilities. Your kingly disposition is impressive. And as we rule together, there'll be Black Panther. The electric pulse that comes in the atmosphere whenever you're near, I feel your energy all around me, clawing my insides, lightning dances all around the throne, and an electric charge comes the moment you touch me. You are the antithesis to my weakness. And that's that piece.
So sweet baby Jesus, when are we going to the Marvel Universe? When are we going to Wakanda Palace? When are we going? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to go first. Forgive me, Zayra.
No. Finish, brother.
You want me to finish? It's okay for me to finish?
If you don't mind. Please
okay.
Do.
Thank you. And as your Professor X, baby, I'm going to read your mind. And, ooh, hopefully your thoughts taste just like fine wine. Girl. Mm. Dynamic poetry right here. Okay, I'm done, Jay. I'm done.
Well, I don't want to be your Professor X. I don't want to be your Marvel Universe. I just want to walk with you in the hemisphere and share a couple of forevers while the stars are jealous that you're holding hands with a star. Past that, I'm good. You have until the end of the evening to decide how fly you're going to shine.
This guy.
I'm just saying. Mother of Drake.
Yes.
Know how much I love this piece. In the words of Omarion, baby, can I be your entourage when you spit like this? I'm just saying. If I didn't say it, Bear was going to say it, so I just said it first. Even though he's going to be the Professor X, he got the bald head and the light skin and, you know, the pretty smile and the long beard.
I cannot with y'all.
He dresses real nice, you know. He handsome for no damn reason whatsoever.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm still sick.
But I'm going to tell you this. When me and Van get a chance to switch places, I will be knocking. Just to give you a heads up, I will be knocking.
Yeah, see how my brother do me.
And when she says, oh, my God, it's Van, I'll be like, no, yes, it is. Good to see you, girl. And you thought I wasn't showing up.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all got me smiling hard.
So,
I'm just saying.
If you're smiling hard like that,
you
baby,
be smiling and not frowning. Not frowning. Absolutely.
You can't be on the get down and be frowning. Unless we're doing that poetry to just tuck it off. That ain't coming till Mother's Day. So today is about smiles. And I'm so happy because you have one of the prettier ones.
Thank you.
Man, these are pickup lines. Write this stuff down, man. I can only think of this one at a time.
Hey, man, I'm writing this stuff down. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Giving me some ammunition.
Most welcome, sir.
Be like Mother my man Dion Cole. Be like my man Dion Cole. Pull out the notepad. Hey, is it okay if I try this joke on y'all? Okay, let me try this pickup line. See if it works. Let me see. You didn't like that one? All right, we're going to take that one out.
So I
Mother
just
Dragon.
Say thank you so much.
Yeah.
We both say the same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. I'm just saying thank you, dude, with this exquisite piece of poetry. And you
be you're welcome.
J. Rob,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I'm a Van, finish what you're saying. I'll just agree with you.
I'm done. I'm good. I'm just going to, can you usher her over to the dance floor?
If I usher her over to the dance floor, I'm not coming back on the show. Mother Dragon, I'm going to need you to go that way. I already bought you a drink, baby. So it's already, the tab is already paid for. You can drink as much as you want until this show is over, girl. And I knew you was going to wear heel. That's my bad. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I should have just kept that in my head bone. But I'm good. I just want to be your entourage. That's all I'm saying. Happy New Year, baby.
I enjoyed coming on tonight. Thank you.
Enjoyed you as well. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mother of Dragons coming through with that dynamic piece. Whew, we're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's Own one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, one host of Poetic Therapy, one third host of the Soul Cafe. I might be missing a show or two, but let's just get La Pearl La Negra in here on the mic. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm good. How you
doing? How you laughing before we say hello?
Because it tickles me when he gets ready to introduce me.
Hey, Danielle. I got to make my voice sound like that so I can be that cool.
Don't hurt yourself. Give it up. Don't hurt yourself. You know I love you. Yo, poets. Oh my God, your poems. Oh my God, I can't.
You heard that joint Van wrote for me?
Yo, I heard everything that both of you said. You guys, oh my God, y'all poets. You know what? I know your neck hurts from ducking all the
bandy
bands.
That's J-Rob. What? Man, listen. Please don't have me speaking live on air about what's not happening. Please. All right. We're just going to leave it in.
Okay.
I know J-Rob doing a lot of ducking. I see him walking around with a neck brace.
Let me say it this way. I got hit back channel and they was like, yes, Van Metal, yes. And I said, my teeth, they gave me
fun
work. Nice.
Nice is a good thing. No, when somebody says nice, it's like they're not saying, oh, that's nice. They're saying, ooh, nice. You know, like you
see
a car.
When you say, depending on what it is, you know, because if it's a woman and they like, and they say, ooh, that was nice, with a finger snap. But normally if they're not trying to be bothered, they're like, that was nice. And then it goes right back to what happened a few years ago. They're like, ooh, yes, Van Metal. Yes. Motherfucker, yes.
Motherfucker. Did he just say words?
He's like, J-Rob, did you hear that, J-Rob? I was like, I'm on the show with him. Yes, I heard him. Well, tell him I said, I hope he heard it.
Well, I'm here to tell you, both of your pieces are exquisite. You guys never
Thank
disappoint.
Thank you, baby.
I am like,
Thank
I'm
so
like
much.
The number one cheerleader for both of y'all. Just y'all, my God, y'all just bring it every time.
Thank you, baby.
I appreciate
you. You're welcome to all it. Appreciate you, too. Y'all best.
Now we got Miss Anemic out of the way, La Pearl La Negra. Tonight
what
is a night of pickup lines. It's a night of pickup lines. Jay, get out the way. Move out the way.
Okay. Stop shoving.
Thank you. Mike is yours, Danielle. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Y'all be patient because I just wrote this. Literally, like, all right, here it is. It's not even titled. Well, good afternoon. I couldn't help but ask, has anyone ever told you that you're good therapy for the eyesight? Because just as you walked in, the energy felt light, as if you walked through a portal of goodness. So I'm just going to introduce myself as Constellation, because being in your presence makes me feel like I'm amongst the stars. You know, this got me on a natural high, like I'm near Jupiter or Mars. Would you mind if I stuck around for a few to chat? I'm a great conversationalist. And you may just find I'm quite interesting, in fact. If not now, how about we exchange numbers, or I'll just give you mine instead. Should you choose to express any trust issues, I promise lightly to tread. hopefully you're single. Perhaps you're not. But I really think you're fine as the taste of a smooth dinner wine. I know love is a battlefield, so I just want to see how extensive that library is behind those beautiful windows and maybe be your soul therapist. Baby, I just want to get to know you.
Well, dang.
Damn.
No one has ever told me how, whatever that line was you said to your eyes.
Good therapy for the eyesight.
Yeah, I've never been told that.
That's a life-changing person's line.
You tell me some stuff like that? Baby. Don't pick me up with that line. I might be trying to take you home. Don't try and pick me up with that line. Please don't come at me with that line.
You say that to me, we having babies.
We having something. Lord, we having something. Don't say that.
We having babies.
Look, I was stuck at that line. I mean, I heard the piece, but I was stuck at that line. Good therapy for the... What's your ring size?
You better have some good insurance.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Talking dirty.
You better have some good insurance.
Because
my answer is going to be, I just want to get married. We just need to get married.
Yo.
Oh.
What the hell? Play trifle with me, will you? Say that kind of shit. You're like... He's like, Mommy, I met her.
Look, I had just wrote like a couple of lines up until I said I'm going to introduce myself as Constellation because it makes me feel like I'm among the stars. And I was like, I was talking to my son. And I said, tell me how this sounds. When I read that to him, he was like, oh, making me blush. How you gonna come talking like that? I was cracking up. I said, okay, so you like that? He was like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was a some stuff right there.
That was funny. Oh, I'm glad y'all liked it. Thank you. I don't know what it is, but I at the last minute I put pressure on myself and I'm right for your show. And it comes out to be pretty good. So it works.
Yeah.
See what happens when you decide to stretch your pen?
Mm-hmm. And y'all do it for me. Y'all definitely do it for me. This is actually the only show where I push I stretch my pen like that. I mean, we got the Soul Cafe where we have that segment of the show, but this show in particular, the Get Down, is the one where I really dig in, and I appreciate that. That's all.
No, sure.
This is called the Van Etto.
Crazy ass. Oh my god.
Now, before we let you take your curves, I mean your ink over to the dance floor, can you please let everybody know what you got on in the Land of Epiphany Radio.
Okay, let's see. What am I doing? Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Viapi. Now, we don't have a topic yet. You know, last night's show was the bomb. Thanks to you two gentlemen. But you know how we do. We tease y'all a little bit, and then we come up with something, and we know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can just come put your feet up and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. Every other Friday, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with anonymity. And that is our opinion from a Royal Pens perspective. And I think I got it all. Not sure, but I'm going to give it back to you guys, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard La Pearl, La Negra's lips. So now she's on her way to the Get Down dance floor. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, I think I'm pregnant after her piece, man. One love, one mic.
Who the hell says that? Has anyone ever told you that you're good therapy for the eyes? Bruh, a woman cannot talk to me like that. I will be putty in her hands. That is a fact. All right, let's get off of that. Let's bring some more masculine energy up in this piece. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on the mic next, our good brother, Double A, Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. What's good with you, my brother?
What's up, fellas?
What's happening, good brother? And welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Excellent. It's a big bro, big bro. Before I ask you to get into your piece, because tonight we're asking for your best poetic pickup line. But bro, just out of conversation and curiosity, what's the dopest line you ever said to a sister to get her attention? Just one dope line.
Come with me if you want to live. Nah, I'm kidding.
I love that, bro. I love that. Hey, you're going to jail. You're going to jail, but
I'm
love
sorry.
It.
I wasn't ready.
Oh, man.
Come on, you little man.
Oh, man.
No. To be truthfully honest, I've never really had to use one, to be truthfully honest.
Sorry.
Yeah, I done messed J-Rob up again.
You done messed him up for the night, bro.
Ben, you talk to him? Because I got to reel my mic. I'm sorry.
My good brother.
Well, you know I got to get him at least. I got to get him at least.
I know. And I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Breathe, Jay. Breathe. I can't have you hyperventilate now. Breathe. Get to the nose. Out to the mouth. Breathe.
In the words of the Black Panther, get that manna inhaler.
Indeed.
Oh my God, that is so hilarious. I'm okay now.
All right.
I'm gonna laugh a little bit more.
You gotta get the teardrops out of my eyes. A shout out, brother, to Mike. Then you. Oh man, you're the man.
Kingpin.
Yes,
Double
sir.
A. Man. Before I go on mute and gather myself and get my senses together, my good brother, would you mind please stepping up to the mic? Oh, my God, that's funny. Would you step up to the mic and get on down?
This is a piece I wrote back in the day, but for what we're doing tonight, I think it's kind of perfect. Piece called A Conversation. Hello, my name is Tony. I've seen you around and I had to tell you this. You wrong. I've noticed the way that you carry yourself, and I must admit it has me intrigued. Quiet elegance, beauty, and intelligence. I like what I see. I would like to get to know you. Now, I'm not spitting a line. I would just like to get the chance to see what you're all about. Name the time and name the place. I'm in no rush. Some things you cannot put a time frame on. Let me learn you at your leisure. Dinner and dancing in public if you wish. But I am an accomplished cook. Let me share this with you. Let me do this for you. Didn't mean to interrupt, and I know you have many men who would like to be close to you. This was something I had to say. Hope that you don't mind. Enjoy the day, and thank you for your time. My name is Tony, and I've seen you around. That's that piece.
Bruh. Bruh. Hey, go ahead, Jay.
Remember that Sade song? And she had that line that said, smooth operator.
Uh-huh.
That's this piece. Uh-huh. This piece is just smooth as silk. Just, this is why I'm saying take notes, man. Because some of these lines we use, this right here, though, this is smooth. I like this. That's grown man smooth. I like it.
Yeah.
Please continue, man.
Man, I was just going to say, you know, that's one of my, my middle name is Anthony, and my dad's middle name is Anthony. But whenever my dad was being smooth with the ladies, his name is Tony. And brother, when you started this piece and you talked about that, and then the way that you delivered it, you ain't rush it. You made sure that it was slowed down. You made sure every word was enunciated. Bro. Hey, man, you going to have to check your inbox when for the night's out.
That part. Thank you.
Woo-wee. That's a dime that you spent
that
right
part.
There. That's phenomenal ink, bro. Phenomenal ink.
Thank you. This was one of the pieces that I wrote way back when. I hadn't been writing that long when I wrote this, so nice to see it holds up.
Yeah, it's a really good piece, bro. Really good piece. Now, I was told to ask you last week for this week. You got your devices to help you on that dance floor tonight because some people said that they're going to be waiting for you out on that dance floor. I'm not calling no names. But they want to make sure you got your devices. You good?
Well, I got my walker and my knee braces. We go get busy.
All right, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sorry.
On his way.
I'm sorry.
On his way to the get down dance floor. Anthony Arnold, aka Kingpin. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic, y'all.
He got the knee brace.
He got the knee brace, bro. Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
That's my man.
Yeah, that's the real.
They know who we be. You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ring Ring.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back to the Get Down, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening on the line, the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, and you'd like to get down, press 1. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined with the other host of the evening of every Thursday night, J. Rob the Wise Son, Mr. DSP, to Chocolate Boy Wonder. How you feeling, bro?
I am feeling something magnificent, bro. How you been?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. First hour is in the books and the poetry. Conversations was amazing. I'm looking forward to this next hour. And starting off this next hour, Jay, we got the other one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, Mrs. VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, Mrs. Whoa, you old newlywed, you.
Hey.
Welcome to the Get Down, lady.
Well, thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
You know, tonight we're talking about pickup lines. And we're ready to hear you ask them out poetically. Are you ready to do that? You ready to handle that?
I'm ready.
Well, me and J-Rob won't get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Hello. My name is Miss VIP. I couldn't help noticing you. So nicely dressed. Dapper indeed. I was wondering, could I take you out? I don't use fancy words. I can only be me. Your cologne got my attention. And you're clean shaven. Need I mention, I think you're good looking. Would you say yes and accompany me for dinner and dessert? I'm not used to being so forward, so curt. But would you tell me your name? I'll tell you mine. I'm Miss VIP. Maybe you can call me Adrian. Just know I'm one of the same. I won't bore you with my statistics, but you're so distinguished looking. I'll come get you, make reservations, no matter the logistics. So will you come with me? Say yes. No, don't blush. I realize this may be different, and it doesn't have to be tonight. No rush. But if you say yes, I'll wear a dress, maybe some heels, too. Here's my number. Give me a call. Please do. And that's that piece.
My God. Go ahead, Jay.
I'm going to use my dad's terms. God rest his soul. But after hearing a piece like this, my dad would say something real smooth, man, like, well, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
And God! To be more careful. That's what's up. I like this. I enjoyed this.
Thank you.
This is some pretty cool shit. I wish a woman would say something like that to me. Like, I'm VIP. Better yet, you can call me Adrian. I'll be like, shit, just, you can call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oof. Oof. Just love it.
I'm just saying.
That part.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Ms. VIP, this was a dynamic piece, and the delivery of this piece is one of the things that makes it so compelling, because you, in such a way that draws the listener in, and then the subject matter he'll probably be like, "Well, baby, where you going? Let me go ahead and pay for dinner. Let me buy the drinks. You just sit there and keep looking pretty, but whatever you do, don't stop talking to me like that. Don't stop talking to me like that. Hey, I love this piece. I love this piece." Now, before you get on over to the Get Down dance floor, let everybody know what you got going.
All right. Well, as aforementioned, my bedroom voice diva, La Pearl Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. And as mentioned before, again, we have no topic, but we sure have fun. And I'm going to tell you, we get it in. So y'all come out and hang with us. And guaranteed great poetry, great music, and a lot of fun.
I most certainly will.
There you have it. Now on her way to Get Down dance floor, Miss VIP One Love. I'm sorry, Mrs. VIP, One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic.
Hi, Mrs.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Van.
Yeah,
Van,
bro.
Van, before we go any further, I got to give you a quick shout out. We got a good brother by the name of Eric Crow Draven. This is one incredible poet. The brother was in queue, but he had to go because he's got an early start in the morning. But he wanted to make sure that I gave him a shout out and let both of us know he tuned into the show early and loved what he was listening to, man. So shout out to Big Brother Eric Crow Draven. Looking
Absolutely.
Forward to hearing you come to the Get Down once again, good brother. We'll talk to you soon. But he wanted me to make sure I shouted you out and let you know he was here, man.
Definitely, bro. I saw him in queue. He was actually next after Ms. VIP. I understand he had to go, but good brother there. Good brother. Good brother.
Extremely.
Indeed. Well, let's keep this party going, man. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own one half host of the Just J. Gina Storm show. We got Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Happy Thursday, Poetic. Happy Thursday, J-Rob.
Happy, joy, beloved. How are you?
Happy to be here. Glad that it's Thursday.
Have you been enjoying the show so far?
Absolutely. Couldn't wait to get down.
Excellent. So before I go any further, tonight we're asking the men best pick-up line. Ladies, ask him out poetically. Have you ever asked a man out on a date?
Oh, God, yeah. I couldn't even imagine not. Yeah, I don't know. It's a thing. Like, once you're grown, you don't worry about is it appropriate or am I being too forward. I feel like a missed opportunity is a closed mouth.
I like where your head is at.
Yeah.
I like where your head. Well, yeah. Since that is how you feel it. Since that's how you feel it.
Yeah.
Please. Step up to the mic. And get on now.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to freestyle because I've been listening and I feel like I need to do this one off the dome because I've been inspired by everything that I've heard so far tonight. Smelled him before I saw him. And it matched. You know what I mean. His charisma and the swag. Pheromones that were mixed with the fragrance that he was wearing had me dizzy, kind of drunk. I knew that I needed to get a closer look. I was looking at him from across the room, but I had to get up close, and I wanted to make it not be obvious. So I did that thing that I do when I work the room. He was watching me watch him. I liked that, too. So eventually, I figured there was no point in me even hesitating. I need to make it know immediately that I'm available for dating, and I have been by myself for long enough to know that I like to have a man in my life and not just anyone but you. Dead in the eyes, with my nose practically touching yours because I have on heels and I'm over a certain height, so I'm not one of those short chicks that's got to tippy toe so that she can even see your mouth. No, I'm going to let my eyes look deep into yours, and you'll know. You won't have to wonder. You won't have to guess. I want your pulse to race, and I want your heart to beat out of your chest. I want you to feel like I did when I saw you and then smelled you and the two matched, because immediately I knew that the chemistry was there and it was true. What happened next, I don't know, because this was one of those situations where I couldn't wait, but I had to. But I knew it would be a good thing. I liked the way that your eyes were sparkling. They were smiling when your face was too, and you kept holding me closer and tighter as we danced and assuring me that if we ended up spending the night together, you'd be a gentleman and keep it in your pants. Hear when I whispered to you, oh, my dear, tonight I'm going to get your good thing. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. That's my piece.
AJ Rock.
Yes, sir.
This is another first, bro. I ain't never had a woman freestyle a pickup line on me before, but I just had it tonight. Ooh, my God.
You want to know what's so cute? I used to play this game with my ex-husband where we played like we didn't know each other, and we'd take turns picking each other up, and that time it was my turn, and I actually did that. And I got the goodies, but you know what I'm saying. It was just, it was a lot of fun.
I know that's
yeah,
right.
It was a lot of fun.
That's what I'm talking about. That's man, that's how you keep things nice and fresh and spicy, stuff like that, you know, the role playing, the pickup lines, go out to a bar, drive there together, but into different times and try and pick somebody. Oh, man, don't get me started. But dope freestyle, Gina. I loved it.
Thank you. I loved it. Yeah, my husband showed up with his brothers, and I showed up with my girl. But still, you know what I mean. We left together. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Funny, man. I played that game once with an ex-girlfriend, and I honestly thought that she was somebody else, and I pushed up on this other chick. She was like, The girl gave me her number, and she was like, what do you think you're doing? I'm like, that wasn't you? She's like,
right.
I'm going to kick your ass. I was like, who knew? You said blonde wig, and she came to mind and wear the blonde wig. And while I knew it wasn't her, I was friends with the other lady. But as the piece, I wish a woman would flirt with me in poetic format like this. I'd be like, sweetheart, I want to introduce you to Miss Mary. This is my mother, mommy. The woman I told you about that asked me out in poetry. My mother was like, you must be special because Jay don't introduce me to nobody.
Oh, wow.
That would be dope.
Wow. I love it here. That was excellent. I love the topic tonight. The poetry has been great. You guys are doing a wonderful job. I'm glad I made it.
We are glad that you made it. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. Now, before we let you go, can you let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
So, in the Epiphany Radio universe, every other Saturday night, you can find myself and Just Jay, you know, just doing what we do. Little politics, little conversations, some jokes, a few laughs, lots of poetry. And it's always a vibe like it is here, like it is at all the shows. Here at Epiphany, is, you know, poetry, this is where poetry comes from.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. But now.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to the rest of the week, too. So thank you, guys. I'm going to go and
wait a minute.
Anthony Austin got his walker, right?
Yeah, he got it. Don't forget the knee brace now. Don't forget the knee brace.
Okay, so he got the walker and the knee brace. I got the ankle brace and the wrist brace. So I'm going to use my good foot and my good hand. Let's go. I'm ready. Okay, now. So y'all later. I got to go bust a move.
See you soon.
One love, one mic. Whew. That's that thing.
Hey, Van.
Before we go any further, I just want to let you know, brother, got another hit back channel. And our sister Carisha was saying, y'all, first talking about Gina. And it was like, she is killing that right now. And then secondly, she's like, you all are straight killing this show tonight. She's having a good time listening to the Get Down. Miss Carisha Brown, thank you so much for hitting me back and letting us know that what we're doing is what we're doing. And to all the poets, thank you so far for enjoying what we bring into the Get Down. It's callers like her that make what we do and what y'all do absolutely phenomenal. So thank you again. Just wanted to make sure you knew about that, Ben.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Kamisha, for enjoying the shenanigans tonight and the poetry. Hey, man, we're going to keep the party going, man. Next up is our favorite Canadian, Lady A, is on the mic. Hey, Lady A, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How about you?
Doing pretty
good. You're having fun, that's for sure. It's a great show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Because Van keep acting up. That's why we've been laughing so much. Van be starting trouble.
I do nothing. I do nothing.
I know. You're
nothing.
So innocent. Your halo is somewhat tilted, though. And tarnished.
Oh. Well, what can I say?
Tilted with a feather.
Yeah. Great topic, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, since you're enjoying
it, I wrote a piece for
it
tonight.
Let's get to it. Lady A.
Yeah. I hope you like it. It's anyways, I'll read it, and then if you have a couple of questions, I'll answer them for you, I guess. May
All
I?
All right. Listen. We're getting out the way. Go ahead and get on down.
All right. He watched her from a distance, not so far that she didn't see him. She spied him from the corner of her eye. She knew he watched her. Good-looking, broad shoulders, thick chest, dark complexion, watching, always standing and just watched as she danced. Time passes, weeks, in fact. No move was made to approach her. If he wanted to meet her, just come over and say hello. But no. Frustrated with his procrastination, she continued to party with friends. Young men wanted her attention, but her eyes were only on him. There are first times for everything, tequila shots being one. Gathered with some friends, she drank the Mexican potion. It put her in a state of wonder. Inebriated she was, covering one eye so as to stop the double vision. And off they went, piled into a cab, into the club. She had her cloak of bravery on, and there he was in his usual spot. And she thought, tonight you're going to talk. As he passed her in the crowd, she backed up against his chest, slithering and sliding to the beat of the music. She danced on him. In her drunken state, she said, oh, you have to excuse me tonight, I've been drinking tequila. And a friend rescued her before she made a carnal mistake. Home she went to meet her date with the great white throne. The next week at the club, she caught his eye. Though he was shy, he came over to inquire if she was drinking tequila that night. When the door was open, talked and laughed. When the lights went on, he was awkward and unable to speak. She then led the way. And this is where you ask me if I want to go for coffee with you, and the rest is history. Perhaps one day a man will lead and sweep her off her feet. No prompts required. He'll express his desire, and she'll swoon and be carried away. End poem. True story.
I was going to say, this is a beautiful love story right here. Ooh.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Indeed.
I like that.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, this was just an absolutely pretty piece. You know what I'm saying? This is just very pretty and just ladylike and very regal in its delivery and
what
it is. This is... I like this. What you think, Van?
Oh man, I'm loving this. It's beautiful, you know. And it had to be a true story. You could just tell. because of how you delivered it. You delivered it like it meant something, you know? And I love this, Lady A. This was beautiful. This was really, really beautiful. It's poetry, but it's also a story.
Yeah.
Thank you for this. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Very, every bit of it's exactly as it happened, too.
Wow.
That's nice.
Absolutely.
That's nice. I like that a lot.
Thank you. You know, it's. I think men are for the most part extremely shy. And correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but I think sometimes they look at somebody, perhaps someone they notice or are attracted to, and they don't go and speak to them, and maybe miss out on the best part of their life. And I think that men, and I say this with great respect, are more fragile than women are in that sense.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
The fear of rejection is great, I think, for most guys. And, you know, I'll tell you, if you have time, I'll tell you a little story. This fellow that was I went to high school with was a guy that was had a plan in his life. He wanted to become a pilot, and so he was in cadets and in the Air Force cadets, and he learned how to fly glider planes, and onward he went. And when Facebook first came out, I thought, well, I must look him up and see what he's up to. And there he was with his wings on his jacket, and he now teaches, and he's flown all over the world, and he teaches about the latest airplanes to students who were learning to fly. So I contacted him and just to shoot the breeze, and we got talking about school and what's been going on in between. And he said all of a sudden, he said, I should have kissed you back then. And I said, why didn't you? He said, because you were too smoking hot.
Oh, wow.
Which was a great compliment. But that just shows you, like, who knows what would have happened had he not been so shy. And he sent me postcards from all over the world. I still have his letters. But I think men, they are way more fragile than women are.
We can be.
No argument there.
But it's a protective screening.
Yep.
But, you know, women like to, not by somebody who's a phony, but women like to be swept off their feet. And because of the differences between men and women, women being wanting to have, like for myself, like to have a leader, someone that would just, okay, here, you know, here I am, come with me. And men being too shy, then people are missing the boat, you know. They're missing out on perhaps the loves of their lives. So. Take the first step and dive right in. And if I may just say one more thing, and I promise I'll shut up. Well, I might not shut up, but if
what you got
to?
Because we got other callers.
Okay, sorry.
No, what you saying, baby? No. What you saying, baby? What you saying?
Well, I think that. See, now I've forgotten what I was going to say. I'm sorry. You did. I forgot. I had some profound thing to say, but I guess it was not that important.
I'm sorry about that.
You got to take a risk, I think. I think everybody has to take a risk not to call for the... I mean, we can tell the phonies right off the bat for the most part.
Oh, absolutely.
Men and women alike, you know, the girls, gold digger girls and whatever, and guys that are out just to gain what they can gain, but... I think that there's always somebody out there for somebody else, and we all have our matches.
Absolutely.
I totally believe that.
Now, it's time for you to get to that dance floor. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm sorry?
It's time for you to get to the dance floor. Are you ready? Are you ready to dance? Are you ready?
Oh, always.
right. One love, one mic, Lady A. Get over to that Get Down dance floor and show them Canadian moves. Show us a few things or two. All right?
Okay. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A. Next up to the mic, we got area code 773. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, my favorite.
Jamie.
How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing, Jamie? Long time no see. Long time no hear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome.
So everything's going
well,
okay with you?
Yeah, it has. No complaints. I had a good holiday. I got everything I wanted and then stuff I didn't even ask for. So I knew it was like divine timing because I was just like, well, I'm just planning to get it sometime later down the road. And stuff I had been wanting for like the last few years, it was almost like mind-blowing. I was like, wow, I didn't need to tell nobody I wanted this. And then look at that, you know. So I'm very happy this holiday season. I was like, cool.
That's good. That's good. Just glad to hear that.
Well, I'm glad. And welcome to the Get Down. Hopefully this is not the last time that we hear you because it's been a long time since we have heard you. And I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
But check this out. Tonight, we're asking the men to ask for the pickup lines, but for the women, we're asking the women to ask a man out poetically.
Okay.
Have you ever asked a man out?
I have. That's kind of how I ended up with the person I'm kind of seeing now. I was just like, you know what? If he says no, he's not interested. I think that we're both still, you know, cautious, but we're just kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're dealing with each other, but I think we both still kind of have, like, you know, stuff from our past that we're still just kind of sorting out because we talk about pretty much everything. He's very, like, upfront and honest about everything, which I appreciate because being with people over the years that you have to just kind of turn teeth to get a conversation out of or straight answer or honesty, this is refreshing. It's a little overwhelming sometimes, but refreshing nonetheless. So I never have to, I never have to, like, ask, what's he thinking? What he always tells me what he said, always. It's just like, wow, okay. I think we're just, you know, still just kind of getting used to each other's personalities as well. It's almost like socially we're, like, polar opposites. Like, he's really, like, well, I guess, like, people he likes or what have you, you know, he's real, like, comfortable and really chatty as with me. I'm just, like, you know, a person of few words sometimes. It's just, like, I'll be, like, come on, you should know what I'm, you know. I'll be, like, I'll be kind of wanting him to know what I'm thinking. And he's just, like, no, I can't read lines. You got to talk to me. And I'll be, like, ah. So just get used to that because you go from, like, not talking to anybody for so long and then it's just like, oh wait, I have to communicate with this person in order to keep things
good.
So, I'm learning a lot and I'm being challenged.
Since that's the case, we're gonna give you a shot at the title. Van and I are gonna put our mics away for a hot second and we would love for you to get on down.
Okay, I'm gonna try my best. I'm out of practice, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try it in hopes that I understand the assignment. Oh, y'all ready for me? Oh, okay. All right, here we go. When I talk to you, I get warm and I feel flushed. It makes my blood rush. Is that what they call a crush? Look at us. Fighting not to make eye contact, pretending there's no impulsive impact as we speak of each other in codes or zigzags. Who does that? Well, I do, like, all the time, professing my feelings for you, but I hide them in my rhymes. Is it a crime? that I think about you all the time, and I fall in love with the idea of you being just mine because you are so fine. But it's not just looks. See, you're familiar with the pen and books, your brawn and brains, and it drives me insane. And you're stacked nice, like a block of ice, and I need it to help cool me down whenever you are around, and even when you're not, I still get hot just from a single thought, and I start to imagine things in places that I really ought not, but I can't help it because that voice is like crushed velvet. It's the perfect baritone, and when I hear it, I'm gone because it's like my favorite song, and I love when it's on, and I don't know if you notice me, but I don't care because in my head, oh, we're already there. In my bed while you gaze in my eyes and you play in my hair and you tell me how my beauty is your weakness and how my touch is unfair and how my uniqueness is refreshing and my intelligence is refined and how you hate being apart from me and how you wish there was more time. I love when you speak. There's something about your aspirations that makes my knees weak. Let me think. See, I love it when you make me think. See, you challenge me to push past my perceptions and dive off into the deep. And then I respond with existentialism that makes your body sink. Don't blink, because when you do, we're no longer in sync. And I love how you get me to respond before I get a chance to think. See, it's like second nature now. And I hurry to write these things down because I don't ever want to forget the sensation and anticipation I get from never having you yet. See, I crave you, and I want to do all the things that make me misbehave, too, but what can I do? Look, I'm really feeling you, and dare I say this out loud, but I have a crush on you. In peace.
Well.
You first, man. You first.
I mean, how could he not say no after all of that? Shoot. You definitely went in. You went in hardcore. Like, look. Let me go ahead and let me just deliver this. I'm just going to put it out there. And now, look, you got the prize.
Sitting over here talking about, tell him why you mad, son. She's like going, and you know what? Van. You know I'm a fan of this woman's work, but this piece was worth waiting for. Because you heard the passion in her voice, man. Because normally Jamie gives you that laid-back shot of day, smooth, Miles Davis, dead. Nice, she's like, nah, you about to listen here, boo-boo. Listen, boo-boo, you finna get this work. And she gave us that work.
Yes, she did.
I love this. I straight up love this.
Thank you.
And thank you for this energy that you brought. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm loving this.
You got to come. You got to come back. You got to come on back now. You got to come back home now.
I will. I'm trying to, like, so it's Thursdays now because it used to be Friday. So it's every Thursday now?
Yeah, the get down.
No, the get down, sweetheart.
Okay.
We ain't never changed. We get down. We've been on Thursday.
Friday used to be, let's talk about it.
Friday used to be date night. Yeah.
Right.
And I remember at one point it was just like everybody had like a show or two in rotation, everything, and I just couldn't keep up. And then I was just like, it was just overwhelming just trying to keep up with, and just call in, just report everybody. And then with my conflicting work schedule, I was just like, okay, I'm just, I can't keep up no more. And so like when I get the reminders, and I'm just like, okay, if I'm up, then I'll just call in. Like now, I probably should be sleeping, but I'm up, so I was just like, yeah. I wasn't expecting to get on so soon. I thought I was going to have to wait at least another hour before I got on. I was like, oh, okay, that was quick, cool.
You was next, girl. You definitely were next.
Okay.
Listen,
all right, now we're going to get you on over to the dance,
I think your piece was awesome,
bro.
And thank you for coming through.
Absolutely.
And don't let this be the last time we hear from you.
She better not.
It won't.
be leaving us.
I'm working on a new
stuff.
I'm working on a new piece. So, and as soon as this finishes, y'all right. Y'all gonna be the first to hear it.
Excellent. Jamie, the artiste. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, she came in and she just did that thing, Jay. She did that thing.
Bro, she gave it nothing but energy. You hear that?
What? Man, for sure, for sure. All right, let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, I believe we got King Atterbury. What's good with you, King? Hey, code 609? King? Is this King? Hello? Area code 609. You're on the mic. You're unmuted.
They might be sleeping there.
Well, we'll move on to the next one, which is our good brother Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, Jay?
Salutations, my brothers. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, bro. How you feeling?
Yo, hey, man.
Oh, hold
man,
up.
I want to
say. Here we go.
I want to say hello to Jay, but I want to sound like the spoiler brother. I want to sound like the spoiler brother. So part of me is I go, hello, Jay.
What's
that, I can't hold it.
That's
what's happening, Jay?
I can't. Dude, damn, man. You could
I couldn't hold it.
I'm chilling on it, man. I'm chilling on it. How y'all doing?
Doing good, bro. How you doing,
good,
man?
Good night, bro.
Hey, man, you know, we're chilling, man. That's it, man. That's, you know, enjoying this air. This air that we take for granted every day.
Nice.
Man.
And please, I'd like to let you both know that I did tag into the piece that you tagged us in, good brother. So I did add a couple of lines to that. I like what you did for the continuation. I got something planned that I've already discussed with Van that you have to be a part of, but I'll hit you with that back channel. This is going to be an incredible, incredible piece.
Hey, man, let me know. I'm there. I'm on it. Let me know.
You have to be a part of this. Have to.
For sure.
But, man, please, usher our good brother through the door.
Yeah. My good brother, Jay Walker. Tonight is a night of pickup lines, bro. So
okay.
We're going to get your best pickup line poetically, man. Me and Jay going to get out of the way and let you do your thing, man. Go ahead and get on down.
That's some type of baggage claim. Excuse me, ma'am. Can I help you with those bags and take a load off your shoulders? You look like you're walking around carrying boulders. But my hands are empty, she replied. Yeah, but your heart is heavy and your mind is full. Full, she said with a puzzled look. Yes, see, your mind is full with emotional baggage from all the shit that guys before me used to pull. So allow me to carry your bags. She said, carry on. But let me remind you, these bags are heavy with lies and no truths and broken heart pieces, cheating, beating, and false hopes. And the song that you sing was sung by those before you. You know, guys that's cute with no intentions of ever following through. So, you know, words leading me down this dark road to end up.
You sure you want to carry these bags? See, I'm used to no love, just lust. No foreplay, no wine and dine, no candles, no roses, no slow jams, no taking it slow, just pounding it and beating my guts. Not ever making me feel like a lady at all, or not paying bills, never washing my car, never filling it up with gas, or playing kiss with my son. You see, these bags are heavy and worn and torn, not by you. So, you know, if you're not in this for the long haul, don't even bother at all. See, I was once lost, and it took me a long time to find me just to get caught up in another thunderstorm of lies and in a sea of deceit. Because honestly, would you stick around when my insecurities come out? Or would you tell me I'm crazy and I'm the reason that you bounced? Could you even put your arms around me and tell me everything will be all right? Or, see, the song that you sing has been sung before by others cute like you just to get my panties on the floor. But damn, excuse me, man. I hate to interrupt all this talk about me being cute, but let me explain myself and the things that I can offer you. See, I'm not perfect, and I have a past, and I may have made mistakes before, but damn, can I at least get a name before I put your panties on the floor? Now, I apologize that it took me so long to reach you, and you had to deal with all those before me, but we can't walk together unless we both agree. Now, I agreed to carry your bags, but I won't be your punching bag. I can't erase my past, but if we walk together, we can get past, you know, all that heartache and pain that was cast upon your heart. Then we can climb this mountain together, whether any storm that comes our way along this journey to forever. See, I would be your U-Haul to help you haul the baggage that you haul, but we got to start somewhere. My name is Jay, and your name is, and that's that piece.
Yo, go ahead, Wise.
Wow. Just wow. I'm going to start by saying, since the stroke of midnight, January 1st, good brother, you've been on a different type of tear. Like some mythical god knocked on your door and said, I bequeath this book of phenomenon to you, as it was given to me by the ancient gods of poetry. And you were like, for me, sir? And they were gone. And you've been on a tear with this poetry, and this right here is no exception. You've been doing your thing, man. Jesus.
Man, appreciate it.
Man, what say you, sir?
Hey, man, I say the same thing, man. But there was the segment of this piece, man. You were talking about carrying her bags, and she was talking about how much baggage she got and how heavy it was. Bro, that line.
No,
hey,
she said, I got one in my hand.
Ooh, bro. Yeah, bro. That right here is serious, man. Serious. Dynamic game, bro. Dynamic game.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. You know, with these pickup lines, man, you know, you have to dig through all the shit they've been through before you met them. So a pickup line that does not hold any weight unless you can carry it.
Right.
That part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I mean, but hey,
right.
You know, I ain't gonna sit here and take all the credit for phenomenal writing. You guys, man, have been, you know, y'all been. See, y'all both think y'all slick. See, one of y'all get quiet, then the other one just dropped those lines. See, J-Rob, you started it, and Van, you was real quiet, and I ain't say a word, And now you done started up. Now why son is quiet? Y'all ass think y'all slick, but that's okay. I'm gonna keep a pressure for fight.
You know, I got a few more pieces that I got to get out. But J-Rob ain't saw the last one. He ain't saw the last one. He tagged it,
yeah,
but he didn't see.
So.
He didn't see it.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
but,
I think y'all real slick, bro.
But
we
started this
one
thing, man.
Quiet,
started
other
this thing. You know,
J-Rob started it, you know.
He started it.
Yeah. He tried to act like it's anybody else, but he started it, so, you know. But I, you know what, man, I credited back page, man. Me and J-Rob, we was talking, man, and we was just talking about, you know, writing not necessarily erotic, not necessarily sexual, but more intimate with sexual undertones,
right,
without being so sexual. So, you know, that's what really inspired the ink that's actually coming out now. You know, you really find yourself when you have to when you're really looking for yourself. So for me, it was, hey, let's talk to the ladies without always trying to be
nasty without always trying to be freaky, but she know what we talking about. So, you know, that conversation with the one that's for you, you ain't got to say nothing. She already know.
That part right there.
That part, bro.
Wait, I got to ask Jake, Ice Van, and I go back and forth with this, bro. With your lady, do you use any pickup lines to capture her attention?
You know what? I feel like with any pickup line, man, I think laughter is like the best pickup line. You know, so with her, man, I hit her with that Fresh Prince line. We were in the store, and I said, "Say, girl, let me hear him get your number before I don't want it no more."
Ah, my goodness!
Ah, nice.
Yes.
Yes, so, you know,
I beat that myself.
And she thought it was so hilarious. So, you know what I mean? And we went from there. And, you know, it's been, when you think about it, man, it's been, since 2008. Still going strong, trying to keep the honey in the mouth.
Nice. Salute to you and your queen, bro.
Very
nice. I used that pickup line once, and she was like, "Then you need to keep on going." Then,
you know. So when I write, man, I'm writing to her, you know, and people, you know. But whenever it makes a lady feel good, even though, you know, you're not necessarily talking to them, but if it makes them feel like you're talking to a man, mission accomplished. You know, every woman, deserves intimacy, regardless of what you've been through, man. Every woman deserves intimacy, whether, you know, it's through poetry, or it's through a song, you know, what I tell y'all a couple of weeks, man, R&B is not the same anymore. So we got to keep R&B alive in these words.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, because that's what you and I talked about, was being romantic without being overt. Being intimate,
exactly,
without being direct, and keeping it poetic, romantic, and keep what we grew up on alive when it comes to slow jams and dope slow music. Hence why I'm angry with Van and the red light specials that he's running, because he's been really killing the game. But I got to salute both of you, because it's food for thought for me when I'm reading your pieces. And you'll see in some of the new stuff that's coming out, I have paid homage to a whole bunch of y'all, but you two specifically, and David Mott with some of the stuff, and Mojave with some of the stuff that's coming up. And you'll see what I'm talking about as I put them forward, because there's actually 25 pieces to the Black Boudoir. But rather than do that, I'm going to introduce you to something new. So that's why I've been quiet. And Van told me to shut up, so... That's why I've been quiet. So,
hey, Jay,
what's up,
Jay? You hear this, man? He hollered this. I'm 25 pieces.
You see what I'm saying? 25 pieces.
25?
So Van, you know if you listen to that 25 pieces, that means hell, 25 of them have already been written.
Right.
Not that it's 25 pieces, and that's where he's going to stop at. He already got 25 pieces written. So, you know what I mean? There's always a catch to everything he say. He always try to slide something in like we didn't know. So that's all right. We got you. So when I drop something, this is what we're doing. We add more pieces. We add more. How we go? Oh, you got bonus pieces, but you got 25 pieces out there.
But I'm not posting them.
Right.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, nah. But what you saw what Jay did, Van, wait. I know we got to go to another caller. You ever been walking somewhere and then stop and snap your finger and be like, damn it, I forgot, and go back to get what you forgot?
Yeah.
That's wrong. Yo. Jay would write a dope piece, put it out there, and he'd be like, damn it, I forgot to drop this. And then drop something else that's just as dope, walk away, run back to the house and be like, damn it, I forgot to drop this. Then he's sipping right. coffee, having a cigar, like, I forgot to drop this. And then the nine pieces of eight is why is it being the black pearl?
You know what, man? Hey, that nine pieces, man, I keep telling y'all, man, you know, when I don't have nothing else to offer, man, I got these words to offer. If we don't have a house, we don't have the cars, we don't have the kids, we don't have the money, you know, but I can offer these words. And, you know, these words have worked their weight in gold. So if I'm going to give you something, I know these words are coming from me. They don't have a price tag on them. They don't come with a receipt.
Down the road, we're going to create the black boudoir red light pieces of eight.
I'm okay with
I
that.
I just see it coming.
Shiggity. Shiggity.
I will talk to y'all about that later. I'll talk to y'all about that later.
Okay. I don't know if we're ready for that, but you know, I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, I'm going to get on out the way, man. Let somebody else
all right,
drop
my brother.
Some literature.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes,
on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. That's our good brother, Jay Walk. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Okay.
For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down. The dial-in number. This is very important. This is very important. Darlings. This is very important. That's my Vivica Fox impression, y'all. Yeah. Oh, anyway, 919-527-6300 and press 1 because you have less than 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes to dial in because if you don't dial in, you won't be heard. But we're going to keep this party going. Next up, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man. He is Mojave. What's good, what you have?
What's happening, Brody? What's going on? Hello!
What's good, sir?
What's good, bro?
Good day, sir!
Not nothing, just doing quadruple duty. Running between here, clubhouse, other things, coming back. And I was like, I didn't miss the show. But, you know, we'll miss it back.
That's
you know,
it, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Gonna happen. So what's going on, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Cousin.
Yes.
Cousin. Tonight. I got a question for you. Well, I got a question afterwards. But tonight, bro. Tonight is special. Tonight. We would love to hear your best poetic pickup. I'm going to move in out the way because you know Van be acting up. I'm going to move in.
Wait a minute. What?
Your
really
best?
Yeah, man.
I'm not ready. I am not ready. Oh, man. That's terrible.
Ben, you know he laughing because it's bringing back good memories, and he's like, "Oh, I said some shit there. I said some shit."
I'm super corny. I'm vanilla. You know, you have to pretty much hit me with a brick to tell me. I don't even have no pickup lines. I don't have no lines you can pick up. I don't even know what that is. You know, it's a bad thing. I wouldn't even know what to say if you put me in that situation. Sorry. It's bad. That's really bad. I'm like, yo, this is bad.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's almost inconceivable for me to be like, yo, let me go over here with this pickup line and be able to say something. Hey, girl. Hey.
he's like a
dreamer.
Hey girl, come over here in
the jeans. I'm just saying, like that's know, I just don't. I don't. You know what? I just. I don't know. I don't have it. I just, you know, like you asked me, but like, hey, what's your 480 quick advice?
Nothing.
I don't know. I just don't have those things. Sorry. You know, I ain't got it more. I'm sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Because you know, the idea. Say it, baby. Say it, baby. What's happening? I can't even do it. I can't even do it. Like, I don't even have it in me. Like, it's just so bad. It's horrible. Be like,
hey, you know what? We just gonna let you spit something there. Because you can't stop laughing. See, man, when Anthony Arnold was on and I couldn't stop laughing, that's how you know that's my cousin. Because now he got the bug.
Yeah. Yeah,
yo,
I see.
Yo, come on. Hey, listen, I know you two ain't talking. This is the reason why you got to talk yourself. It was some pit poetry. I can't even do it. I can't even. Yo, I'm tickle pink. That's for real. Like, yeah, Bobby's out here spitting these lines.
Wow.
Yo, you know what? How? Me and Vanna getting out the way. I want you to inhale. I want you to inhale. Inhale.
I got it.
I want you to get on down. Inhale.
I'm trying. I'm going. We're going to try this.
Thank you.
Sorry. Play back on this. It's going to be funny. I find you in my dreams. Most often, you are standing there in nothing but a smile. The wonderful ways by which your flesh becomes my possession, a legend. They echo passion, the light of desire, the insurrection of affection that denies conservation or correction. It is a forlorn fall, should I say jump, off of a cliff. You are sweeter than jazz rip, and our improvisation comes and comes with the way I hum between licks. And when your click asks me for more and your body benefits from this skilled artisan who wants only to paint your permanent satisfaction onto the canvas of your skin, to be worn and trembles and shakes when a word incites flashbacks and you get that ache. That wanting in regards to this rapport is our giving, is living your sweetness, making it easy to dream. And it would be my distinct pleasure to pleasure you in all ways that you find pleasurable to open you gently, let you trickle until your rush becomes an explosive gust and yells that I have to grab your throat to hush. You grow louder with each stroke. There are a few ways I desire to expire your celibacy, return ecstasy to your rightful place, keep pace with ardor to tie you up in pleasure, restrain and train you to ask and request that all your desires be met. I'm here to fulfill you, empty you after your sweet depths on the trail of husky breath. One breath shared between four lips, miles of desire that travels within the squeezing of lungs where tongues press passion sweat that undulates a sensuous rhythm, break beats of sweat and goosebumps, pumps, electrics, pressures, jumps, lowers labias into the wellspring deep, how pursuing the pull arouse angles upon angles and hardness dangles till it meets your wet strangling, tight, taut. Thought is a seek that penetrates deep. So drown me. Drown me. Let my swim fill your brim until you spill over. and over. Let your cup overflow. Let me come to know you in a biblical sense. I will read the scripture of your sweat. And let it be the one thing that you never forget. That this was empty-handed until it became full here. And I am full. Your pull creates gravity between our heavenly bodies. And we orbit for orbit. And you are no longer celibate. And I wait for your taste. Keeping pace with the movement of moons in exchange for sun. We are interconnected. We become one. One. And that's the piece.
That's a beautiful piece, Av. Beautiful piece.
Well, thank you, sir.
The music was very, very pleasing and very smooth, if you will. Tranquil. There's an air of peace about this piece, but and it's erotic too. Yeah. Lovely, love and erotic. Dynamic, bro. You know what you do. J-Ryan.
Don't be having me all up in my feelings. This is that. This is that kind of a piece.
Well,
you have me all over my feelings and whatnot. I'm sitting here touching my pearls, and I was like, "This motherfucker here, what the hell, man, what the hell."
Listen, listen. You know, I know it's 2023, but nobody's ever going to forget. Open the door. You know what?
That is an all-time favorite, and that is that's the all-time joke of jokes. And she's like, "Yo, seriously, he's outside?"
Yeah, is he really outside? Yo, look out the window across the street. That's me standing
right.
Yo, you really outside?
Under the street, like, that's me. He's like, "Yo, seriously, is he outside?"
That part.
How he know where I live? Oh my God!
I was okay till you rang the doorbell. Then I was gone. I was gone.
Yeah. I was great until you heard that bing bong and lost it.
Yeah, I did. I absolutely did. That was crazy.
That was beautiful, bro. Before we get you to the dance floor, homie, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on, let me get to the business of the business. Next Tuesday, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before, a For Real Entertainment Network. We present to you Bonitiver Poetry 3.0, third season of Bonitiver. Be prepared. This show is going to be no hold barred, literally, poetry, sexy, cinematic, brilliantly filthy, dope. Make sure that you're here in the building. Bring an erotic piece if you can. Bring a sensual piece if you can. We'll take love pieces if you can. Only if you can. Come here. To the 50 Radio Universe. The For Real Entertainment Network. We encourage you. Sit down. Take those thoughts out. Baby, baby. We'll be waiting for
you. Mommy.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, Sevilla Mountain, 6 p.m. if you're on the left coast, also known as the west coast.
will be waiting 400 feet into your ears. Okay, Adnan.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Brody, we got to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can, you know, bring back the huckabuck. I hear calling is being missed.
All right, well, you know, have me on over. I'm going to see you soon. All right?
All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
That is our good brother, Mojave, Mr. Tuesday Night, One Love, One Mike, a.k.a. Iron Man. Catch him this Tuesday. Honey Drippers. Oof, my God. Man, you hear that stuff that he spit, though, bro?
Bro, he's an incredible cat when he's on that music like that, man. He's a bad, bad boy.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. Whew, man, what a show, man. We've come to the end of the show. The end of the show.
What a great way to end the show.
That's a great way to end the show. So, what I said, we're going to start with last words with you first, bro.
Bet that. Hey, listen, Van, first to the callers, I'm so happy that a lot of you called in. I'm overjoyed to the listeners who hit me back channel, who just to let us know that they were listening in and enjoying the show and having a good time with Van and myself. And again, I repeat, I was told by a young person in hip-hop and R&B on actually last night, you never know who you're going to touch when you do what we do as poets, as entertainers to some degree. And I hope that you've enjoyed yourselves enough to forget what you're going through, forget what's bothering you, and just listen to some poetry, have some fun with Van and myself. And I hope we were able to make you laugh, and I hope the poets were able to put a smile on your face and surprise you, because this is what the Get Down is all about. We're not pretentious guys. This is truly my brother who you are listening to. And I mean that in every single sense of the word. You know, brothers argue, brothers fight and disagree, but one thing brothers do is love each other. And you read it in Psalms, it says how good it is for brothers to dwell together. This is my brother who, under no certain terms, I've got nothing but the most immaculate love for my brother. And I'm humbled to be able to share this platform with him as it continues to grow because of all of you. Van Meadows, I salute you so much, bro. I dig every single bit of what it is that we're bringing on a weekly basis. I'm humbled that people look forward to hearing the lively banter between you and I. And we make the Get Down what the Get Down is. But, bro, I couldn't see me doing this for anybody else with the exception of you. And because of you, this is what it is that we do, bro. I salute you. Love you, bro. Can't wait for us to get back to it and come up with something else that will gravitate to this, the speakers and the poets and grab their attention, man. So thank you again.
Hey, bro. Thank you, J-Rob the Wise Son. My good brother, I love you too, bro. This platform is amazing, but it's even more amazing with you a part of it, helping me run this ship, helping me create poetry, this type of poetry, not just from us, from stretching our pens, but also from the callers, the poets, you know, because they bring some dynamite poetry, man, and week after week, night after night, especially here on the Get Down, and they come through and they amaze us. And I can't do that without you and your creative genes, brother. So I appreciate you. I salute you. And I love you for it, bro. To Epiphany Radio, the poets, the listeners, the family. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And we don't do this just for us. We do this for you. I mean, man, Jay certainly can sit here and talk for 2-3 hours. We could do it. But we'd much rather hear you spit your poetry. We'd much rather you be heard. So join us every Thursday night here on the Get Down. And dial in number, of course, 319-527-6300. There might not be a show tomorrow night. It might be a pop-up. Stay tuned for any communications. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with LaPearl and Negra. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you heard from Mojave, The Honey Drippers. And Wednesday night, it's The Erotic Love Zone. It's VIP and LaPearl and Negra. And then next Thursday, we'll be right back here for another edition of The Get Down. J. Rob the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And with that, we say, take your socks off, baby, baby. Peace and good night.
Good night, y'all.